afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile. Before we introduce our guest today, I do want to say big happy birthday greetings to KRVS's own Cecil Doyle. So happy birthday, Cecil. Hope it's been a great day, and here's to a great year.
Absolutely.
My guest today, Gina Forsythe. It's been about a year since Gina was here, but we've got her back in the studio today. Gina's based out of New Orleans, and we're always so glad when she gets in this area, which she does quite frequently. She's got a big fan base here and a lot of friends. But Gina is an incredibly talented singer, songwriter, musician. I want to let people know, though, too, Gina's received a number of awards, including through the Napa Valley Music Festival Emerging Songwriter winner. She was a new folk finalist at the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival, People's Choice winner, folk, through Offbeat Magazine in New Orleans, and also through Offbeat Best Singer Songwriter. She has a CD that she's really been out promoting this last year called Promised Land, that we're going to hear some cuts from, but we're also going to hear some things live today, too. So welcome back, Gene. It's good to have you here.
Hey, great, Cheryl. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
Hope you didn't mind my playing along with the theme song.
No, not at all.
I thought it was the outro for the last show, which tells you that I need to get out more.
No problem. Anytime somebody can come in here and play live, we like it. So the last year... I'm curious, what has stood out for you musically in your last year?
Musically?
Yeah, for
it's
you.
The response to the CD.
You've got some good reviews.
Yeah, I did. I had some nice reviews, mostly the small folk-oriented magazines and blogs. There was a one that's been around a long time called Victory Music. They were very complimentary.
Yeah.
And then there, I met this columnist, Rita Grimsley Johnson, who she writes, she has a syndicated column that I think it got in the Alexandria paper. I don't know if it
was
made the Lafayette paper.
Was she at a gig?
She was at a gig.
Oh, good.
I was playing in New Orleans at a place called Bufa's.
Yeah.
And she heard me and really liked the CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I just know from just knowing a lot of different writers that it's a really fun experience for them to be able to write from having seen a live performance versus, and not that it's just listening to the CD, but it's always such a different, you know, relationship that you form.
Definitely
when
a different vibe, yeah.
Yeah, it is, when you get to see that person live.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing some touring?
I have. I did a summer tour last August. Mostly I've been touring the Midwest and the Mid-South. And then I did another tour this fall that got me all the way up to Illinois.
You did college towns.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I was in Urbana.
Yeah, I played the Folk and Roots Festival over in Urbana.
Yeah,
that was a great gig.
Do you know Rob Crum?
I do.
Did he show up for that?
Oh, not only did he show up.
Did he play?
Yeah, he played. We played together. I actually stayed at his house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It was very, you know, him and his wife,
Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer, yeah. And you know they were great to me. They treated me like royalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you did that tour, Gina, was it solo?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, and how is that for you, touring? You know, I mean, in other parts of your life, you play with full bands or with a few other people.
That's correct.
And what's the difference for you when you head out solo on the road?
Well, it's a lot of driving.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of driving. Of course, I've got a pretty nice little small 10-year-old car that has really been a champ.
Yeah.
It's been
good on the old gas mileage.
It's good on the gas mileage. Been very dependable, and it's gotten me from there to here.
Yeah.
All over the place in the last couple years. So, yeah. There's that, and of course, you know, there's one less way to split the money.
That's right, yeah, which makes it worth it. You know?
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense because you know I've been playing. I'd had this gig, and we still get together from time to time with this trio,
yeah.
With the Malvinas, and it's if I have a smaller gig, it's much easier to justify doing it solo than paying three people. It's the economics.
It's the nature of the business.
Right.
But, you know, I think sometimes, too, people don't always realize, you know, unless you know somebody who does this for a living, I mean, there's a lot of work that's mm-hmm. entailed, you know, and when you're by yourself, you arrive and you're the promo person and you're the marketing person and, you know, besides being the performer, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot all wrapped up.
All
into
of
one.
The above, yeah.
Some gigs that stood out for you?
Well, that festival, the Champaign-Urbana Festival, I played a house concert in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
I did a couple of house concerts that particular tour. The one in Lawrence, from the one in Lawrence, I met some folks from the Unitarian Church in Topeka, and it looks like I'll be playing there next year.
Do you know, I noticed that on some of, just searching for different house concert things on the Unitarian Church folks are good at setting up house concerts.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, I've finally connected with my Unitarian Church friends in New Orleans. My friends are in this duo called Emma's Revolution. They came down to play in New Orleans, and I got to play with them. And so maybe we'll do a few things in the future. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice when you
church
have...
Church concerts and
yeah,
all.
I mean, it's nice when you have those groups that will support, you know, this style of music and the singer-songwriter.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because there's a Unitarian Church group that's involved with Cité des Arts here in Lafayette.
Wow.
And that's where they have their services.
Yeah.
And I just know for them, the connection with the arts is a real important thing.
Absolutely.
In terms of their spirituality, you
yes.
know, which
yes.
is a wonderful thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your guitar out.
I do.
Can you play us something?
Sure. Okay, I guess it's close. Well, I guess I'll start with a Christmas song.
Yeah, right.
Tis the season. Christmas was made in China, human rights issues and all. From my brand new socks to my old gym shoes to the decorations on my wall. Candle holders in a box of the Virgin and the cross. Tell me how it was I got these things all made in China. Family comes over for Christmas, bearing gifts from China, like the little toy train with the song inside about a guy and a woman named Dinah. Bring out all the uncles and aunts, all the relatives you can stand. Bring out all the pots and pans, bring out the fancy china. They don't have Christmas in China like in the USA. There they work for chicken feed, making things we think we need. 13 hours every day, people work their lives away so we can have our Christmas day all the way from China. Sometimes I think about China, but not about all these things. I think about what distance brings, thinking now my heart still sings. You can sail across the sea, I still feel your love for me. This Christmas day, your memory was your gift to me from China. Like the very last time I saw you in that tiny diner. You'd been gone for oh so long, smuggling Bibles in China. When you said you found the Lord, could have pierced me with a sword, sent my ashes sailing toward the heavens bound for China. You can sail my ashes into the wind or off an ocean liner. They say you can't go home again. Not true, not even kinda. I've known my whole life through I could go your way if I wanted to. But there's something you could not make me do for all the tea in China. Our Christmas was made in China. Memories and all of how we built our hopes so high enough to build our own Great Wall. All these souvenirs, it's true, in this living goes to you. So what am I supposed to do with all this stuff from China? But there's a warm wind blowing from China, all those miles away. They say you can't go home again. I don't believe a word they say. You can sail across the sea. I still feel your love for me. This Christmas day, your memory was your gift to me from China. Ooh, our Christmas was made in China. All these things and all, I think of how you loved me and I could climb so high above that wall. I could dream my life away. In my heart is where you'll stay. Your gift to me this Christmas day, all the way from China. Yeah, I could dream my life away. In my heart is where you'll stay. Your gift to me this Christmas day, all the way from China.
Happy birthday, Cecil Doyle. He likes that song. Very nice, Gina Forsythe.
Thank you.
I'm curious, was there an incident or a moment where that led to that song that also was like, oh my gosh, that's a song?
Yeah, well, it's a love song. But, you know, it actually started out as the aftermath of a gig that I had in Arkansas, no less, where it was a Christmas gig and they did a Kris Kringle and I got the candle holders.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I still have them. They're ceramic.
Yeah,
one of them's a cross and one's the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how that song got started.
Were those made in China?
Oh, yep. I looked in the bottom. I looked on the bottom of the candle holders, these beautiful ceramic, white ceramic candle holders, and that's what it said.
Yeah. It's I am going to mention, since we are coming upon the holidays and people do buy a lot of gifts, a lot of people are trying to get the word out there, but buy something made from somebody local this
year. That's right.
If you're going to give a gift. There's so many talented artists out
there.
In
fact, you can pick it up tomorrow night.
There you go. Good segue.
Tomorrow night at Cafe Des Amis.
We're going to talk about, you've got a gig coming up with, and you're bringing Sam Broussard on as a special guest tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Great musician, wonderful singer-songwriter.
And have you two played before?
We did, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about Sam's playing? What is it that it draws you to him?
What's not to love? Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, he's a brilliant musician. His style is, you know, it's a little bit different from mine. You know, he's got a lot more chords, and yeah, and he knows how to use them too. And what we're going to do is we're going to swap songs, and we're going to play a little Cajun French music as well. So we're going to, you know, going to throw in a few things.
I also want to mention this and that. Yeah. For people listening, I forgot to mention that might not be familiar with you as a solo artist.
Right.
Gina also plays with Bruce Dagherpont.
That's right.
And the fiddle player. Mm-hmm. So there might be some folks out there that kind of have the aha moment about, oh, that's the fiddle player that I've seen up on.
I'll be playing my fiddle. In fact, I'll have two or three of them.
Tomorrow night,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the two of you are both also, in terms of writing, a lot of original music.
That's correct.
I think it's a neat pairing just because you know, both of you have your Cajun French bands that you play in.
Right.
But then your solo, you tend to do more English in different styles.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be a nice pairing for the two of you to come together.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as Gina said, a good time to pick up a CD. But your CD, Promised Land, there's the... I know you wanted to play the cut Bell off. Let's listen to that, because I'm going to... There's another one that I want to hear off, and I'm spacing the name of it right now. Cecil, can we listen to the cut Bell off of Promised Land?
J'ai pris ce chat ici, belle, pour mon oléo Texabel. J'ai pris ce chat ici, belle, pour mon oléo Texabel. Pour mon oléo Texas. Il y avait juste trois jours, belle, que moi j'étais là-bas, belle. J'ai su naître de toi, belle, que toi t'es bien malade, belle, que toi t'es bien malade. T'es bien malade, belle, on doit j'y de mourir, belle. Que toi t'es bien malade, belle, on doit j'y de mourir, belle, on doit j'y de mourir. J'ai pris ce char encore, belle, pour mon tunais à toi, belle. J'ai pris ce char encore, belle, pour mon tunais à toi, belle, pour mon tunais à toi. Quand j'arrivais chez toi, belle, t'étais sans compte. Belle. Quand j'arrivais chez toi, belle, t'étais sans connaissance, belle, t'étais sans connaissance. J'ai potiqué mon cheval, belle, pour te sauver la vie, belle. J'ai potiqué mon cheval, belle, pour te sauver la vie, belle, pour te sauver la vie. Abandonner c'est Dieu, belle, mais s'oublier c'est l'homme, belle. S'abandonner c'est Dieu, belle, mais s'oublier c'est l'homme, belle. Mais s'oublier c'est
I love that song, Belle. That was Gina Forsythe off her CD, Promised Land. If you just joined us, this is The Exchange. My guest today is singer-songwriter Gina Forsythe. We were talking while that was playing, Gina, of because you do play both guitar and fiddle extremely well, mm-hmm. and your voice is mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. a main instrument for you. But I was curious about when you are writing a song, how that develops into, is it going to be a fiddle tune in terms of a main instrument or a guitar tune? And I don't know what that's based on.
I guess for me it's feel. You know, often if it has a real traditional feel, like Sparrows, for example, you know, wish I could fly like the smallest of sparrows, for example, you know, that was kind of a bluegrass song that I thought about, and it just made sense to put an old-timey fiddle behind it. And Mardi Gras Day was kind of like a Bo Diddley thing, and I decided to do something just totally different with the fiddle on that. Copper Rooster's the same thing. It's an old it's kind of has the feel of an old song. So decided to put the fiddle to that. You know, like the old-timey ones tend to tend to get the fiddle treatment.
Do you have a preference with what you sing to in terms of along with a guitar or along with the fiddle, if it's just you performing solo? Or is it all based on what the song is?
I guess it's based on what the song is. It's easier to sing with the guitar.
Yeah, I would think.
You know, I don't always hit my bass notes, but it's in a way, it's easier to not have something under your chin when you sing.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, you know, some songs just feel right with the fiddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think, too, when you watch some fiddle players playing, and when you're with a band, you have the option, if you're also singing, mm-hmm. that you bring that fiddle down and you don't play it for a little bit because you've got the other...
Right.
I mean, you know,
that's a nice
thing to have sometimes to, right. I would think, to bring that fiddle out from under the chin and do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a luxury you don't have when you're performing solo, unless that's how the song goes.
And it takes some practice. I've been practicing in the last year or so to try to harmonize with my voice on the fiddle. I've been doing a version of another old Cajun song, Old Onaki Toshin, which I'm practicing. I practice playing to chords with myself, and it's kind of like a nice little harmony with myself.
Do you record at all when you're practicing, or do you just
sometimes
to listen back to?
Sometimes it would probably make sense. It'd make a lot of sense if I did. Sometimes I do. Every now and then, I'm just practicing just to be able to get my fingers warmed up, and I don't think to record it.
Yeah,
but that's a good idea.
You also do you go through specific exercises for warming your voice up too?
Sometimes. Yeah, I'm pretty inconsistent at that as well.
If you think in terms of a time frame, Gina, when you became confident with your singing style.
I'm still working on that.
But it's for you to be able to go out and perform solo.
Yeah.
It came. How long ago was that for you about?
I've been doing that all my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Felt comfortable from the get-go.
Of course, you know, I'm still really practicing, so my hand keeps running into that microphone, but I keep practicing to get more confident with whatever song I'm doing. And so it's a lifetime process for me.
You know, and I brought this up another time on the show, but I was doing a workshop one time that Daryl Bork was one of the presenters. And for people that aren't familiar with Daryl, he's a former poet laureate for the state of Louisiana here.
Yeah.
But it was with some school kids, and he was talking about, he and Patrice Melnick were talking about their creative process and how they work. And one of the kids asked him, he was talking about he was really interested in pursuing an art form, and asked Daryl, how did you know when you were good? Which it stumped them for a little bit. But it was an interesting question.
I still don't know I'm good. I mean, I sort of know. I mean, you know, that I think these songs are pretty good, or I wouldn't bother trying to play them out in public.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, I'm still working on getting them good to where other people will think that too, where other people will want to listen to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's always an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
You know, I think too, the young man was, you know, he was connecting a whole element, like a level of confidence. Like, you know, when did that come about where you're confident to get out there and, you know?
Sometimes it just takes doing it.
That's right.
It takes practice, and it takes just getting out there and facing your fear and just doing it.
Yeah.
Or forgetting about your fear.
Yeah.
With me, it's usually forgetting about it.
That's right. That's
more
right.
than anything else.
Yeah. The song Belle that we just listened to, do you remember when that song first entered you, when you first heard that, or who grabbed you that had done that song?
Oh, well, you know, I first heard Beausoleil's version of it many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Their very first,
their
Spirit of Cajun Music CD. So I've always loved that song. And then, of course, I heard the Lomax recording, and Bruce Degrepont started doing it, doing that song on stage, and
would you sing with him?
I would sing with him, yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I had to learn the words to it, obviously. And one day I was just fooling around with it on guitar, and it just seemed to fit.
Yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do another one live for us?
Sure. You asked for this one.
All right. I love this song.
I did it. I think I did it last time I was here, but I'll do it again just by request.
It's been a year.
Well, the chicken is a fried. The humidity is rising. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born, moss on the magnolia, and it's grits and not granola. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born, where I was born, where I was born. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. But we love our musicians and our fascist politicians in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Oh, that greasy food is endless. You could scratch your mammal senses in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. But it's manners and decorum, and gentle and centaurum, in my old home way up south where I was born, where I was born, where I was born. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born, where it's grits and not granola, and they know it from Shinola. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Oh, I love it, and I hate it. Ever now and then berated. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Ever now and then I diss it. Oh, but when I leave, I miss it. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where I was born, where I was born. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where Washington and Lee can't get married legally. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where that greasy food is endless, and you can slap your mama senseless. In the four defenseless south where I was born. Where congressmen are creepy and apologize to BP. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born. But they laugh at my bad joking, and the circle's still unbroken. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born.
Very nice. Thank you.
You're very kind.
I love that song. Yeah. If you just joined us, this is The Exchange. That was Gina Forsythe, and we're at KRVS or on the web at krvs.org at 88.7 FM, public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette here at Cypress Lake Studios. And please make sure you check out the website for wonderful programs, a lot of locally produced programs here. And also a great way to support local public radio. You can find information on that on the website. You know, Gina, that song, and I know it's a combination of the melody and your voice and the sound of the guitar, but it makes me smile, and at the same time, I want to cry. Only it's not, but I don't think it's like sad tears, but
right.
it really brings, that song brings up a lot of different emotion. And I was thinking as you were singing it this time that it's not even necessarily about the words. It's about how the words are coming out.
Right.
You know, from you, the tone and all that.
Right.
That's a fabulous, fabulous song.
Of course. Thank you. I set out to write one of those old sort of gothic southern songs. I don't know if you'd call them gothic southern gothic or gothic southern, or just it's like those you get this feeling of those old songs about the South.
Yeah, yeah.
With a little bit of a taste of something modern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy.
So it's the old new South.
Yeah.
The new old South, one of those.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So what do you what you working on now?
What am I working on now? I'm working on trying to write a couple of new songs for the next album. I'm thinking maybe I'd like to get a Cajun French album together in the next few years, like Fiddle, and I'd like to do that.
Do you write in French, or
no.
Do you do English and translate?
I pretty much do do English. I've tried to write a couple of things in French, but you know, I wish my mastery of the language were such that I could, you know, say silly stuff in French like I do in English.
Yeah.
Because yes. It takes a certain really level of mastery to be poetic.
Where it's really a way of life.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
How you're speaking. Yeah.
Here's a new song that I'm planning on putting on the next singer-songwriter album. One I wrote a couple years ago called Between Place and Time. Just for once, I wish that I could reach you in the space between place and time. So give the time and place and I will meet you, and we can put it on the line. There, I swear, there will be time. They say there is a place where there is laughter, where someday we'll understand it all. I don't know about the hereafter, here is where we rise and fall. If you're still out there, please just call. You can call or you can write a letter, at least to let me know you're still around. Things I said last time I should know better than to throw some words around. Throw them at the friend I found. Tell me just for once what is on your mind. For you, I swear there will be time. Life is troublesome and often tragic. What can heal the wound? It's hard to say. It's in these moments where we find the magic that helps us often one more day to go on living one more day. Every passing day the world assails me in the melody I often find. When every other kind of comfort fails me, here is where I often find the song between space and time. Tell me just for once what is on your mind. For you, I swear there will be time. Thank you. just for once, if we could close the distance of the space between place and time. Tell me, and for once I swear I listen. Tell me what is on your mind. For you I'll always find the time. Just for once I wish that I could reach you in the space between place and time. So give the time and place and I will meet you, and we can put it on the line. There I swear there will be time. Tell me what is on your mind. For you I'll always find the time.
Very nice, Gina Forsythe. The name of that song, Gina, does it have a name yet?
Between Place and Time.
You know, I like the line that includes that, where you call it, you say song. This is a song between space and time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line.
Thank you.
Yeah. That, boy, that's a beautiful song. I want to remind people, if you are free tomorrow evening, you can go see Gina. That's at Cafe Des Amis in Breaux Bridge. She's going to be doing a show with a special guest, with Sam Broussard. And my guess is folks will be able to hear some of the old, hear some of the new.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You brought your fiddle with you.
I did.
Can we switch instruments?
Sure.
And while we're doing that, I also want to tell people to find out more about Gina, where she's playing, what's going on. She's done a great job on her website, but it's Gina Forsyth, and that's Forsyth.com. The thing that I like that you said about, you're talking about your gig you have coming up with Sam, and it says, you put in, for the first time in ages, I'm playing with a dear friend who is an awesome musician and songwriter in no particular order. I like how you added it in the no particular order on that. That's got to be a really nice feeling to be able to do a performance with, you know, with someone like that.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys have traveled the same circles for a long time. And
that's right. And we finally get to do a show together.
Yeah, that's right. And I always wonder, too, like, boy, it'd be interesting to see. You never know what comes out of that.
That's right.
We'll just put that out there.
That's it.
You've got your fiddle out.
I do. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this song that I was talking about. There it is. Yeah, it's an old traditional folk song that I recorded a couple of years ago for the National Park Service, the National Jazz Historical Park in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They did a double CD called Songs from
That's
the
right.
Lower Mississippi Delta.
Was that Sun Pie had?
Sun Pie.
He did some things with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sun Pie's all over it.
Yeah. Because he is he's a ranger with the national park.
That is correct.
A lot of people don't know that. They know him as a musician and don't know that other part of his life.
Yeah, he's tremendously talented. He's not just Sun Pie, the Zydeco accordionist. He's a great harmonica player. He can do traditional folk songs. He can do spirituals. He can do Zydeco. He can play blues and play Zydeco songs, you know, in perfect French.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an amazing
talented
musician.
Yeah.
That I had a great... that I've had the great privilege of being able to play music with over the last couple of years.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I'm going to do this old traditional Cajun song that you may know, or that is also known as Onakitosh. Thank you.
guitare, she added, moi je l'aime pas, autant que je veux. Oh, na guitare, she added, moi je l'aime pas, autant que je veux. Par un beau dimanche, mimi, allez la voir. Je l'ai trouvé.
Gina Forsyth, everybody. That was incredible.
Thank you.
That's the song you've been working on with the harmonies with your
yeah.
with the fiddle. Oh,
mm-hmm.
boy. That was really, really cool.
Thank you.
You start out, are there times where you just pluck the string and try to really get the same tone in your voice? It was really interesting watching
mm-hmm.
Your face and your voice with what...
Yeah, I actually, bowing seems to help me get that harmony more. It's sort of the blend.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, and what a great example for musicians out there to what one can do with an instrument and, voice. I mean, you don't always hear, at least I don't, mm-hmm. when, certain songs are playing, you don't always catch the harmony between the voice as an instrument and an actual instrument you're playing.
Right.
You don't hear it that way that you do with that song.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't even explore it as much when I recorded it with the National Park Service. At first, I was laying down a guitar track and to myself and singing, and then I played the fiddle with it. I played a couple of fiddle parts that ended up sounding a little like Fufale's recording of it, just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
With the twin fiddles, and then when I started singing this song by myself, I started exploring the harmonies.
Oh, yeah. That was really interesting to watch that happen.
Thank you.
Who's catching your ear out there right now? Young or old, who's been grabbing your ear lately?
Well, I mean, you know, singer-songwriters or fiddle players.
Anything.
Or anybody.
Yeah, well, that you've really been paying attention to lately.
Well, I tell you what, I've really been loving Joe Alsopwa's fiddle album, the one he did with Lindsey Young. I've really been loving that a lot.
What's grabbing you about that one?
It's just the harmonies together, and you know the part of it's the virtuosity, but also the harmonic, the togetherness.
Yeah,
of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good CD.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Well, let's see. Of course, just about all of the late Dave Carter songs grab me. I haven't heard the new CDs, but the old one is coming to mind. I have a friend in New Orleans named Galvin Burwell, who I really like a
What's the
lot.
First name, Galvin?
Galvin, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a really fine songwriter. He doesn't play a lot around town much these days, but he's a really fine writer, and I really enjoy listening to him.
What instrument is?
He's a guitarist.
He's a guitarist, okay.
And songwriter. I'm trying to... Trying to think of who else, because my favorite people are usually my friends.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Who's the favorite friend?
Well, you know, there's a woman in Dallas named Carrie Cooper who plays ukulele and is just an amazing singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Do you ever play piano, Gina, or do you play piano?
No, I don't even play piano.
It just seems like something that would work its way into your life somewhere.
Yeah, I dream of playing piano. Of course, you know, I'm a huge fan of the McGarrigle sisters, and that's what they played mainly was piano and accordion.
Yeah.
And they wrote just these tremendous melodies. So I like them. Let's see, what else have I been listening to a lot of? The Old Crow Medicine Show, of course.
Yeah.
So, my tastes are pretty Catholic in the old time folk way of listening. You know, every now and then I hear stuff that catches my ear and I don't always know who it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Cecil, can we put on, Gina was talking about different styles that she does with some of her songs, Copper Rooster.
Copper Rooster, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Oh, this is a goofy song that took me about 5 minutes to write. Actually, it took me about 5 minutes to write, and then I put it down for several months, and then a few months later, I was toying with it and finally finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, it was just, it was a trip to the North Shore over in Covington. I saw this sign about an antique store, and at the time, the post-Katrina rebuilding was going on in its earnest, and it has gone on with a few glitches, and you know, the whole recyclable metal theft issue has been an issue, and of course I had to find out many years later that it's not just in New Orleans, and so I just decided to write about that and about my issues with humility and
that's right
humility and all those things associated with it.
All right, from Promised Lands, Gina Forsythe with Copper Rooster.
A copper rooster, I paid for pennies at the antique store. I got a rooster, a copper rooster, gonna crow about it, gonna crow some more. Crow on daddy, crow on daddy, crow on daddy, crow on daddy. I got a rooster,
were a copper rooster. My copper rooster's copper and proud. I got a rooster, a copper rooster. You better get used to me crowing some loud. Crowing mama, crowing mama, crowing mama, crowing mama. Somebody stole my copper rooster. They took it and gone, gone from me now. Copper thieves stole my rooster. That's what I get for crowing so loud. Crow on people. Called the cops about that rooster. Thought they could find it, but they can't. Somewhere in town, my copper rooster's crowing at the recycling plant. Crowing daddy, crowing daddy, crowing daddy.
That was Gina Forsyth and Copper Rooster from her 2012 release, Promised Land. Some of those songs, Gina, I want to encourage people tomorrow night if you can get out to Cafe Des Amis, because it's fun. It's a whole different experience. You know, you have an experience when you listen to somebody on the radio, but people, I think, really need to physically see you, mm-hmm. you know, to watch your face and what happens yeah. when you're singing different songs, because totally changes mm-hmm. based on what you're singing and what you're putting your body into with that. So get out there and see her tomorrow night with special guest Sam.
Get a dinner reservation there.
Yeah, there you go. And check out Gina's website at ginaforsyth.com mm-hmm. to see a number of upcoming dates that she has. You also, I know when Grammy time rolls around, you have to go through the whole submission process. And I mean, it's work. I mean, that's work, you know, when you're doing that. But you did get...
Under consideration
mm-hmm. for in the Best Folk.
Best Folk Album category.
Yeah, so...
I guess I made the top 50.
Let's everybody put good thoughts out there for Gina Forsyth.
I'll find out in a couple weeks if I actually get the nomination.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of fun to, you know... to think about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Other things you have come, you've got a number of, that's why I said people need to check out your website, because you've got a number of gigs coming up in the New Orleans area.
Right.
Are you also going to be at Bhutan's in Baton Rouge with
playing
Lee
with
Benoit?
Lee Benoit, yeah.
Now, have you, Lee?
Yeah.
Off and on, huh?
Off and on. I think, like, Ken David is doing that gig, you know, on the fiddle now. But, you know, every now and then I fill in.
That's a talented guy, Lee Benoit.
Oh, my God. What a great accordion player.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun gig. And I still play with Bruce. In fact, I got a couple of shows at Tipitina's coming up.
Got Sunday, December 2nd will probably be the... Yeah, that's this
Tipitina.
Sunday.
God, yeah,
it's December.
Sunday.
I know. But you're also sitting in with the... You sit and play with the Sweet Olive String Band, too.
That's correct. Yeah, we're going to...
That's a group of guys out of New Orleans?
It's a country string band. They've got their CD release party at a place called Chicky Wawa in New Orleans on December 8th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So a number of chances to see Gina. But go see her live because it's really a cool experience to, you know, besides what you're hearing, it's really fun to watch. You're going to take us out on a song. Just going to jam?
No, I'm just going to be really somber.
All right.
Yeah, this is a song that's...
It's raining out today, so that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Right, just picture yourself after the gig or
something.
There
you go.
Yeah. It's late in the night and I'm driving this highway. I'm sad and I'm weary, but I must drive on. If I can go on just a little bit longer, maybe, just maybe, I'll make it back home. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on my soul. It's late in the night and I'm driving this highway, thinking about all the choices I've made. Now I am destined to search for redemption. Maybe, just maybe, I'll find it someday. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on my soul. It's late in the night and I'm driving this highway on through the rain and the fog and the haze. So is it here in this world of confusion to tell right from wrong as we pass through these days? Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on us all. When ages have passed and the fog has been lifted, what do you think they'll remember us for? We did not hesitate and we read the newspapers and rattled our sabers for war. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on us all. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on us all.